The following is a Why Not Radio special presentation.
This is Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway.
Yes, you're listening to Why Not Radio. And once again, this is Johnny Brasco here with you, broadcasting to you from the Redneck Getaway at the Bahia Cabana Resort in Fort Lauderdale Beach, Florida. Right now, I am taking very careful steps, making it down a flight of stairs. Fucking really fucking drunk and tired. And you know, I'm at the point where I could just stumble and fall. It would look really funny to a lot of people, but maybe not to me if I had a couple of cuts and scars on the way back. So we still got people handling their business. Doors open, people are naked and just getting all fucking all naked and shit. Dicks and pussies all over the place, up and down. So we're working our way down. Actually, I'm going to go make my way down another flight of stairs. And while I do that, here you got the Redneck Getaway. We're waiting to get on the Jungle Fever. But first of all, I must talk to one of the most popular stars right now on the internet. Part of Mayor's Money, Brooke Sky. Once again, I meet you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm awesome. Couldn't be better.
Now, first off, I noticed I brought a copy with me of a cover story you had in April. You were on New Times. Uh-huh. Cover's called Dream Sluts. You got to do a thing, obviously, with Samantha, who you know for a long time. How good was that to go ahead and showcase you and Samantha?
Oh, God, it's great, man. Samantha Gage kicks ass. I love working with her. She's the best. So.
Right. So now, were you surprised that how did it feel to go ahead and get your, I don't know how many people knew about your personal life, about what you went through, you know, early on, you know, you had a lot of things that went on early in your life. I don't want to go into detail, but did it feel really good to go ahead and get it off your chest and like really kind of say what really happened to you and how you like everything's gotten better for you?
Yeah, totally. I want people to know my story. You know, I don't want people to think I'm just this big slut and I do this, you know, I want people to know the real me, you know?
And you know what? The story told you too. Okay, the story's all located on www.newtimesbpb.com. If anybody wants to check, just Google search for Brooke Sky. You can find the story. Now, the one thing I'll tell you is that the story really says you spent a lot of time with people on the chat room, on your webcam and on your chat. You know, what is it that keeps you wanting to stay there all the time and spend that much time with them?
God, my members are great. They're so good to me. Like, I love every single one of them. They're awesome. Yeah, they're like my friends, you know, that I just go on and chat with. They're really cool people, so I don't mind doing it. It's not a burden at all. I love it.
So now, you spend about 2 hours a day, I think they said, you know, on a computer handling that. So I guess it was just a matter of time now that Samantha was coming in during the web chats and all, and it was just a matter of time that she was going to come on and get her own site. It was going to be obvious. So how good was it that, you know, your popularity helped you to get her somewhere as well?
Oh, God, I love it. I think it's awesome. She's going to do really good. She's hot. She has a great personality. And she's been through similar, you know, events that I have been through. So, you know, it's like two peas in a pod. I love her.
So if the best case scenario happened, would it be just like heaven if both of you were like equal status and just you had like so many members each and, you know, there was a point where you started getting, you know, sites where both of you were together, just it was dedicated to that. Does that look like something that could happen, both of you working together and, like, having a separate site?
Oh, totally. I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be great. She's so cute. I love her.
So now, and after that, you know, after you go ahead and continue here, what's next for Brooke Sky?
Oh, my gosh. Who knows what's in the cards for me, man? Who would thought I would be here, you know? Like, I have no idea. I'm just riding it. I'm along for the ride. That's it.
Brooke Sky again. Thank you so much, honey, for coming on, as always.
Absolutely.
And we'll do this again very soon. All right? Once again, Johnny Brasco here with Leah 19. Now, okay, actually, I was going to go ahead and describe the outfit, but you know what? You should do it for me.
Thank you. I'll do a much better job. I'm wearing a pair of ultra, ultra low zippers about a half inch long Frankie B jeans that just go right underneath my little heart tattoo that's put on by the tanning bed. And then I have this diving low cleavage, wearing this green and bronze shirt that's just painted on me. No bra, of course, so all the nips are getting hard all the time.
You know, I just want to be one of the studs on that top. Just one, okay? Oh, bless you. Bless your heart. And the other thing is, purr like a cat looking in front of you. So, first of all, you look absolutely divine. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Now, I didn't get a chance to let you go to the beer pong tournament. I can't let you go away from the getaway without talking about Leah19.com. There are those people that have still not been to the website yet. Meanwhile, others have already basked in the pleasure that is. Tell everybody why they should be on your website.
Well, for all those people who haven't been there and those people who should go there, we're actually doing a lot to change it. You know, as FTV calls it, Leah 2.0, but that's not what we're calling it. But we're adding a lot more. First of all, any reason anyone would join it is just because it's a good buy, you know, for the price. Right now, you know, we've got the updates, you know, all our archives. It's huge for my site, you know, and it's all great. And I've just now, you know, I got into doing a lot of the directing myself and helping out. And, I mean, I've started using toys and insertions and can I say that? No. And but actually, we're adding a whole bunch of new stuff. We're adding a webcam. And so all my members are really excited about that. And I sell fleshlights on there, too. Oh. Not anymore. Oh. I'm just joking, Ramos. I'm just joking.
Do they see updates of you on the site?
We update about once every, like, 4 to 7 days.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, the archives are huge. You've ever been to even my tour, you can tell. And then we're adding a new forum. We just got built. I love you. And we are adding a forum. We're adding a webcam. I've never done any webcams before, so we're adding that. It's built in the site for members only because we're more, instead of making money with all the bigger cam networks, we're going to do more. It's more member-oriented because to make them happy. We just added 9 new DVDs to our store, an FTV store. So, yeah, that's why we're here. Yeah, so a lot of cool stuff's going on. We're pretty excited.
You know what it is, too? And I'll tell you, tonight, finally get to look at your beautiful eyes. Your eyes.
Sunglasses.
No, the sunglasses look good on you.
Yeah.
You look great earlier today. But to see your eyes again, that pretty smile, gorgeous blonde hair. You know, I mean, God bless, man. You know, and there are times, I swear, I will go to the site just to get another look at you because I have to. You made that kind of impression on me. And that should go for everybody else that needs to surf. If you're a surfer and you're checking out this website, you'll understand why you need to tell all your friends about Leah19.com. Absolutely a beautiful girl. That's why I had to come back a second time to bring you on the air. And my pleasure, sweetheart. Once again, just like I had to go and get Leah more airtime, there's never enough airtime for you too, Raven.
Oh,
that's the truth. And God bless. You're wearing the same bikini as before, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Outstanding. You look so cute. Even better than cute. Hot don't even count. So it's got to be something better.
Why?
But you look, because hot doesn't say it enough. Burning, flaming, whatever you got to say, but you're gorgeous.
You're so sweet.
God, my room is over there. I'm just kidding. So please, RavenRally.com, that's what we're working on right now.
Yes.
Tell me all about it and why people... For those surfers and those webmasters that have not looked at your website yet, tell them why they should.
Well, first off, they should because I've had my site for a little over a year now. And it started off softcore, you know, me just teasing the camera and everything. And now I'm hardcore. So I have the, you know, fucking and sucking, girl stuff and all that, you know.
And everybody's been looking for that. And I know you told us earlier about the situation. And you know what? Everybody knew they wanted to see that again. And the fact you get to bring it back to them is just something better. It's just like a refreshing thing.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it started out softcore. It's starting to get hardcore. A lot of my members love it, you know what I mean? Just because it's like a fantasy, you know? Like couples that fight, argue, whatever, you know, the guys, they go to my site. It's like the little fantasy world, you know what I mean? They can just imagine, you know, a next door girl having fun with, you know? And the great thing about it is I'm young. More like other, you know, girls that have sites, and that's what makes it more interesting and more exciting and more fulfilling for the guys, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
How do you keep your concentration? Leah's right behind here just groping and fondling your breasts right now. I mean, oh, she's all over you.
When Raven's in a bikini, it's hard to keep your hands off.
You know, that's the other thing. I don't even know how you're going to, like, be able to not go home. You're going to probably be headed home early with her tonight. You don't know. That might happen.
Yeah. See. But yeah, like I said, check out RavenRally.com. You'll be happy, trust me.
Absolutely.
And also, another thing that's different than other sites is actually, I have a private messaging system now where the members can actually private message me and I will actually write them back. It's like almost like an instant messenger thing. So that's something new I have. And then I also have a virtual raven, which is a virtual game. That's me. Uh-huh. And people can have fun with me, you know, and do it. It's kind of like a little game, you know. I have that too. So I have a lot of things. I have DVDs out, you know. I have all kinds of stuff going on.
Right.
So.
You know, I also looked at you as well. And, you know, your hair up is absolutely sexy. Your hair down earlier tonight going to the Jungle Queen was ultra sexy. God, I looked at you again. I was like, it was a double take. I swear, my neck.
I didn't even do anything to it. I just stuck it up.
I know. You know what it was? I looked and I took a double take. I actually got a kink in my neck looking back. I was like, whoa. Had to look again. But no, absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You make the redneck getaway for me anytime.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for, you know, talking to me.
Absolutely, sweetheart. Anytime. Okay. We'll catch up to you and get another show.
Okay, awesome.
I bet you Internext.
Okay, yes. Internext, I'll be there.
All right. Once again, RavenRally.com. Thank you so much. Anthony here works in the same building as me. This is not the reason why he's on the air. It's because there is a good service called 365 Billing. And Anthony, you know what? I've seen you guys do, so I can at least say I'm in the building with you guys every day. You guys, first of all, you never leave your office. You're hard at work. Except for the one time I saw you sleep in the office. I'm only kidding. No, but seriously, you guys do a really hard job. You work hard every day, and, you know, you and your fellow employees do something. Tell what 365 Billing is all about for those that don't know.
Hey, well, 365 Billing is the next U.S.-based IPSP. We're going to be growing leaps and bounds, and I just say we're going to make a mark in the business, a big mark. So we're working hard for it. I mean, every you know, we're beating the pavement, we're calling, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we have a huge launch.
So tell me, what any particular changes you've made since the Internext show?
More tweaks and tweaks to the system, getting things. Well, working hand in hand with our customers, seeing what their needs are, and there's gonna be some really big things coming out.
Absolutely. Anything you can go ahead and disclose to the audience?
Not at this time, but you gotta stay tuned. Let's just say it's gonna be the bomb.
So anyway, you did make some changes. Obviously, a lot of things have come across. Brand new. This is still basically a new program, and for those of us. Tell me about the response from those that are now working with you now directly.
Oh, they love it. They love it. I mean, let's just say though, we want to make the mark on the market. We want to be the best. So we're working with our customers hand in hand. I mean, there's not one thing that's asked that's not given. I mean, with all, you know, within limitations.
Absolutely. And you know, it's obvious the reason why the name of the company, 365 days a year, a top billing company. That's going to really do something with your dollar. And, you know, you guys are really doing a lot of work over there. So I can at least tell you, in terms of the integrity of the product, you guys do put a lot of man hours in making the billing company work the way it does.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group effort. It's a huge team from the IT guys down to the sales to our support. You know, number one, you know, we all have the one goal being number one. And we're going to do whatever we can to get there.
Absolutely. Anthony, once again, from 365billing.com. Once again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, bro. Always a pleasure.
Okay, Johnny Brasco, once again, Redneck Getaway After Dark, the final night of Redneck Getaway. Here's the story. Creator and Brat are with me. For those of you that are longtime listeners, these two are consistently, most times, they're always in the chat room. They're always there supporting and listening to almost every radio show. Loyal listeners that I get to meet for the very first time, I'm honored and privileged to finally get to meet you all this weekend. You guys have been outstanding to get to talk to and get to hang out with. So tell me, what is it that you do that maybe some people don't know about? They see the name, but tell me what you're behind.
Basically, right now, I'm just pushing traffic around, making money.
And tell me, what is it that keeps you in the chat room all the time?
Good question. I think it's your charm. That's what it is.
But anyway, I just want to let you know, give you a little time. I understand, brother. Look, it's been a long night. We've had a lot of fun and all. So the one thing is, I want at least to let people hear your voice, which they never get to hear.
They heard it for a while.
Did they?
They heard it for a while.
But it has been a while since they've heard it.
That's true.
So, I mean,
forget me and the biggest bulldog in the business, Lee Noga.
Absolutely. And Brat decided to go ahead and decline comment. That's okay. We still love her. We still love you, creator. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
Once again, Johnny Brasco. Welcome back to the Redneck Getaway After Dark. WhyNotRadio.com. And right now, we did talk to her a couple months ago. Cat Young, your site started up right around the time we talked to you last. Now it's been up for, what, about 7 months? Tell me how.
Yeah, 6 months.
So it's been 6 months now you've had it up. Tell me, you know, what's kind of response? How many people are you meeting and how many people are you talking to every day?
Right. I probably have like 20 or 25 people on my chat every day. And my members, they're all sweet. And thank you, everybody that promote my site.
So now, you get to talk to all these people. How much time do you spend behind webcams and how much time do you spend on the site every day?
Okay. I have a chat every day, Monday to Friday, 2 hours, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
So now, I guess, you know, are you getting noticed a lot? You know, obviously, a lot of the webmasters, they love to see you. They're so happy to see you. You've been so nice to them. So what are you telling people about your site? You know, what are you telling people? Why should they come to see you that haven't seen you yet?
Right. My site is kind of very, very good. So
Cat Young is a shit. She's awesome. She's so sexy. I want to have sex with her right now.
Yeah, that's why it's my friend. Her name is Samantha Gates. So you guys can look it up now. It's been on for like a month. Her site is doing very well also. And she also one of my girlfriend on my site. So you guys can check it out. Cat Young and SamanthaGates.com.
All right. So, what do you? Is there anything you're gonna be doing? Any shooting? How often do you shoots? And are you working with anybody right now? And which other girls are you working with, like shooting pictures with?
I'm working with MassMoney.com right now. I have a contract, so and I have a shoot every couple day a week. That was all I do. Yeah.
Sky just joining in.
And this is FrogSky.com. She's sitting next to me right now. Say hi.
You guys, what message?
So tell everybody what they need to do, how they need to find you.
Just go to KATYOUNG.com and you will see me, and everybody join to my site, and also they can chat to me and talk to me and see me showing every single day.
You know, because you are so beautiful, and you know, there are not enough people that realize just the different look to you. Beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, beautiful smile, everything. There's a reason why the mayor saw something in you, that's why. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And once again, your friends of the intimate, the one and only 24/7 uncensored talk radio station for the adult industry, WhyNotRadio.com presents to you the Redneck Getaway After Dark, another and a variety of great specials brought to you by WhyNotRadio.com, the one ultimate source for adult webmasters and so much more. Thank you so much, boss. Got another flash cash disc. Beautiful stuff. Actually, you know what? Tassie, if you're listening, God bless you. You are so beautiful and so gorgeous. And, you know, let Brasco know that Brasco has a place in your heart. You have a place in my heart. How about we say it like that? Still kind of loose, drunk. I don't even have an idea. On account of how many drinks I've had today, I've kind of tried to take it easy, but it's still, you know, Malibu coconut rum will still give you the adverse effect of getting fucked up. That's still going to happen to me anyway. So, once again, yours truly, Johnny Brasco. If I haven't told you who it is, that is, once again, reporting to you from the Redneck Getaway. Right now, walking my way, Lisa from Mayor's Money. You know, I haven't talked to you yet, have I? You have to leave. Why do you have to go? I'm surprised you changed, too, because you look absolutely, oh, my God, sexy earlier tonight.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So now, what is it that you do for Mayor's Money while I got you before you leave?
Affiliate manager? sales,
okay,
et cetera. Whatever mayor wants me to do.
Exactly. Oh, see, what a great answer. Whatever, whatever you said. Keep that on tape. So now you got to go ahead and leave. That sucks, man. But anyway, you know, that's okay. Well, anyway, tell me at least one question. How do you like the Redneck Getaway? How did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, blast. It's great.
Is that a private party down there?
Private party? We're talking to a complete stranger right now. Yes, there's another party down that way. Thank you so much for checking out Why Not Radio. Complete stranger. Yes. Complete stranger. But I appreciate him coming on. Okay, Lisa, hey, you have a safe trip home. Thanks so much for checking in, okay? No, baby, it's okay.
Thank you.
You take care. Stay beautiful. Yes, we're not editing at the... Oh, God, bless your hearts. How are you, ladies? How are you? Please come back again. Thank you. I don't give a shit. Well, one was older. The other one could lose maybe a couple pounds. Maybe could do a little difference. But I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm passing by. We're doing a complete walkthrough right now to the Redneck Getaway. We're on the lower bar of the Tiki Bar. We're now up to the other Tiki Bar, the patio bar restaurant, here at the Bahia Cabana Resort. I'm going to work my way up to the hospitality suite. Now, for those of you, while I am walking my way up to the hospitality suites, yes, say it with an S, it is plural, hospitality suites. So here's the deal. If you are not able to catch this show on the air, you might have caught this in the middle of it, or you're catching the beginning, but then you say, oh, shit, I have to go ahead and do some work. Well, guess what? You can actually listen to this program and all of the WhyNotRadio.com programs at your disposal, at your convenience. All you have to do is just log on to the new WhyNotRadio.com, completely redesigned, and much more catering to you, the adult webmasters, and more. Those of you all in the adult industry can make sure to check in with us. Look for the archives page on the homepage of the WhyNotRadio.com site. And then from there, what you do is, I'm completely lost. Okay, but here's what we got for you, okay? What you can do is obviously go to the Why Not Radio website, go to the archives page, look for Why Not Radio On Demand. When you go there, then you will go ahead and proceed to the Redneck Getaway specials, which you will find several of these wonderful specials at your convenience that you can look at right now. So once again, go to whynotradio.com, go to archives, go to Why Not Radio On Demand, and look for the show. Download it at your time. It downloads really easily, very fast, at a one wonderful, crystal clear 128 kilobytes per second. That's right, Joe, 128 kilobytes per fucking second. Y'all take care, man. I'll catch up to you. Once again, met a lot of new people. I met a lot of regulars to the radio station. Met Cindy Lee this weekend. Met Creator. Met Brad. But of course, Redneck Getaway After Dark. Oh, yes, I'm losing my breath walking upstairs. Now listen, everyone, as I go ahead and knock on the door of one of the two hospitality suites. Hello.
How are you?
Recording and everything. How are you?
Welcome to the party.
So now I'm entering into the room. We'll do some interviews, and we'll do that after this commercial break.
Cattails with the Cyber Cat.
Jason got stuck with me all day because we had a bunch of running around and doing things like that.
No. It's not too good. Dogs get stuck once. That was funny.
You got to get a life, dude. If you're watching two dogs fucking.
Could I help it? Everything is a life experience.
Oh, that's just wrong, Johnny. That's just so wrong.
Sounds like my first wife's thing I do.
Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
Lust to love? Whatever your fetish, your fantasy, your sin, no luck needed here. With 20 million active members worldwide, AdultFriendFinder.com is the planet's largest and best converting sex personals and swinger sites. Got international traffic? Don't leave money on the table. We have geo-targeting for every major language and the ability to bill for all major countries. AdultFriendFinder.com, a member on every street and lining your bank account with huge payouts.
I only find you attractive to me.
Good.
How about you, dear? Is that lovely steamy odor?
Wow, it smells like sex. Anyway. it's funny. And everybody in the chat room is going, oh, they're in love.
I like that whole aspect of I'm on radio. No one can see what I look like. And it was sort of my nice ha 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 to the listening audience. Clad just in a pair of heels.
Naked, wearing only high heels.
Say, let's say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my love.
It is nice to be celibate as long as you can do it with everybody.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Rainmaker. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
This is Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway.
Okay, right now, Johnny Brasco inside the hospitality suite. Welcome back, everybody. First of all, God bless. First of all, you're wearing a candy cane dress. It's not even covering. It can barely cover your waist, everything. I mean, I'm looking absolutely gorgeous. You really look like your own, and you are so beautiful. Perfect smile, perfect hair. God bless you. This is Kinsey Kenner, and you run a website, clubkinsey.com. So please spell that to the audience.
It's KlubKinzie.com, of course.
So tell me, what is it that, now, obviously the club, tell me what the whole Club Kinsey experience is all about.
Well, it's kind of my own little world on the internet. I like to bring people in, and it's kind of like they're joining a club. They get a little bit of everything. I call them on their birthday. I do live cam shows. I do members-only cam shows. I do custom videos, and it's just that's just the tip of the iceberg. I like to do everything, and I go all out for my fans. So
what is it that you do on their birthday? I mean, you know, is there something like special and personal that you actually tell each and every one of them?
Well, I'll call them and surprise them on their birthday because I have their phone numbers, or I'll send them a text message or, you know, like a little birthday present, like a special outfit that they love of mine from my website, and I'll send them pictures of me wearing it, and I'll send it to them, and, you know, things like that. They really love the personal touch of all that stuff, so it's fun.
Are there any other models that get to join you in the club on camera?
There's some. I like to recruit hot chicks whenever I can, you know, but there's a mixture. There's Trina Michaels, Katja, of course, the anal queen. There's a few other ones on there. Michelle Lay, CaliforniaBadGirl.com, she's on there, so a lot of hot chicks.
My mouth is open, wide open right now. Bless your heart. God damn. You know, it had to take until the last night of this show to meet you, and you know what? It is so worth it.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much.
Thanks.
Club Kinsey. I'll spell that one more time so everybody gets it right.
ClubKinsey.com is KlubKinzie.com.
And the affiliate program?
KinseyCash.com.
All right, absolutely. Kinsey Kenner, thank you so much for coming on Why Not Radio. We have moved to another hospitality suite here at the Redneck Getaway after dark. Once again, whynotradio.com. Johnny Brasco here with Chef Jeff, who represents Elegant Angel. Tell me about Elegant Angel.
First, most people would remember me from ksexradio.com.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Now, you didn't work with Summer Hayes and Craig Valentine, right?
No, I was there many years before they were there.
Yeah, but I'm familiar with K-Sex. So tell me, you know, what had brought you to Elegant Angel? What is the transition? Tell me all about it.
I'm a web designer by trade, so I've got, I'm in the adult business since 2000. And I met Patrick Collins, the owner of Elegant Angel. He needed help with his internet division, which was non-existent.
Yeah.
So we got together and decided we would work together, and we partnered up. And so now I'm managing his internet division. It's going great. Got a brand new store open, and we're looking forward to offering some pay sites and webmaster affiliate programs.
So now tell me about when it comes to Elegant Angel now, doing the design and also working with the programmers. How easy has it been to go ahead and put something together?
It's been fairly easy because I get to call the shots. So I pull the trigger on all the projects, and it's going well. I got a great team of people to work with over there, and hopefully things will keep going as well as they've been going.
Now, tell me, what do you have in store for Elegant Angel? Any particular models? Any particular websites? Give me an idea what websites you're going to be launching.
Well, the first thing, Elegant Angel has a catalog of over 800 movies in their inventory.
Wow.
They're all exclusive, shot for their company, released on VHS originally, now on DVD. They just want to transition and put those and make them available on the web. So we're going to have a very large members area with all of those titles eventually available for the members for a monthly membership fee. And then we're going to branch out and have niche tours for the affiliates to send to. So, because with 800 titles, you can imagine we have every niche covered just about. So we're going to have niche tours for Squirty, niche tours for Big Wet Asses, niche tours for Big Wet Tits, niche tours for all the stuff that makes Elegant Angel what it is, and the webmasters can send their traffic wherever they want, to whatever niche fits their traffic the best.
Now, through Elegant Angel, tell me, how are there any solo girls that are working with you at the moment on a contract?
There are. Tiana Lynn was the main contract girl. She is now our saleswoman.
Wow.
Yeah, so she went from being a big-time performer to being in charge of sales, so congratulations to her. And we work. Elegant Angel works with all the top models all across the adult industry. We work with them all. We've worked with Jamie Lynn, who's the Penthouse Pet of the Year. Yep. Cytheria is a well-known Elegant Angel girl. Flower Tucci is a well-known Elegant Angel girl. Monica Sweetheart was in there last week shooting an anal scene for us. And so we get all the top names. They got tons of great content. So when the webmaster products come from Elegant Angel, you know they'll be top quality.
Now, are you the lucky guy that gets to be with Kinsey Kenner every night? Is that right?
Yeah, we've been dating for just over 2 years. We met in the industry on my radio show at ksxradio.com. And so that you, too, can meet a hot babe being a radio guy. Yeah. So, yeah, we live together, and she's doing her thing modeling, and she's doing great. And I handle all the web design stuff for Elegant Angel, so we make a pretty good team, and we do her site as well together, and that's clubkinsey.com.
Absolutely wonderful. And you're a lucky guy. So let me tell you, all right, so elegantangel.com, and when do we expect the launch of all these sites?
The Elegant Angel, the first one is the general master main website. It's called elegantangelvip.com. I expect to launch that in a month to 2 months, okay. Hopefully a month. After that, we'll have some of the niche tours pop out one after another, probably the squirting niche tour first, and then sometime after that, the affiliate program for all the webmaster affiliates, and then later down the road next year, we'll start offering content plugins, and that's the goal. So we got plenty of content for that, and we produce 4 to 5 movies a month is what we shoot over there, sometimes more.
Okay, now one last question. With the new sites you're going to be putting together, any new trade? Are there going to be? Are you planning a lot more exposure, a lot more trips to trade shows this through the end of the year?
Not this year. My plan is to start with the trade shows, hit them up with the trade shows next year,
okay.
And then we'll make a big push. We want to launch the products first, make sure that the presence we have is what we want. We want it to look the way we want. We want everything looking sharp, and then we'll start hitting the Webmaster trade shows, start doing some advertising, and you'll see more Elegant Angel on the web.
So maybe something like Internex at Mandalay Bay in Vegas, or we might do Phoenix Forum?
One of the two. All of them, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, keep your eyes open, elegantangel.com.
Chef Jeff, elegantangel.com, and soon to come, elegantangelvip.com. And, of course, the man that gets to have the pleasure to be with the absolutely extravagantly gorgeous Kinsey Kenner, who could be a next dirty white chick. But we'll keep that as taboo. Thank you so much, boss. Johnny Brasco back with Redneck Getaway After Dark. Here's the deal, okay? Internex this year, first of all, Internex of Miami last year ended up picking up a copy of Volume 1 of the Flashcast CD.
Volume 2, actually.
Volume 2, I just picked up.
Oh, my God, Volume 3.
No, here's the deal. So Volume 2 I picked up before. Right. Then I saw Volume 3, and it was featuring DJ Jace.
Right.
First of all, we use this music on the air.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that, but I use this.
Oh,
look, this is music I use for commercials. I use this for shows. The Dirty White Chick show has a lot of this music included.
That's great, though, man. I'm glad that you love it that much.
Dude, this is shit you listen to in the car. That's like, bro, I can listen to this all day. Look, you can drive down 95 right now, go 110, and you're not even feeling nothing.
You know what my wife says?
It's not a good CD unless you can drive in the car and drive fast to it.
Exactly.
That's what my wife says. And that's the way every time I make a CD or every time I make a DJ mix, that's what I think about when I'm making it.
Right.
If you can't drive fast to it, it's not a good CD.
Yeah.
So if I didn't tell you who we're talking to, we are talking to DJ Jace, who is one of the people behind the latest Flashcast CD, which includes Tassie Pink in the front with a record covering her wonderful little soft spot.
It's called Grinding Beats, and she's grinding the beats.
Tassie looks so good on front of that cover. Yeah. You know, if you put that in front of a record store and people saw that bitch, you know people would just go ahead and like...
The only problem is you can't put that in a record store because it is what it is, you know?
Absolutely. So now, the purpose of the music, but you DJ where?
I DJ, I'm a kind of a freelance guy. Everybody's heard of raves and shit like that, and I do all the like underground raves and shit like that. But the main reason I DJ is just for myself. Like, when I put out CDs like the Flashcast thing, I like to do it for myself.
Right.
I enjoy the music, and I enjoy what you heard on the music. That's what I put out. I don't do it so that people can play it in their clubs and stuff like that. I do it because what you heard on the CD is what I would hear in my fucking basement, whatever, you know, in my studio.
Right.
That's what I want you to hear. And that's the only reason I DJ. So I don't DJ all that much. I'm really drunk right now. So
do you feel like you mastered how it is going digitally? Because I'm guessing there's not a whole lot of turntables going, but obviously, what is it that inspires you to get the sound that you make out of your machines, man?
My soul. I mean, I know that sounds the cheesiest shit I could ever say in my life. Right now, I say my soul, but what you're hearing, hold on. That is music that I have put, like, I go through like 6 months of music. And I will find music that just really makes me want to dance, really makes me feel it. Like, just when I hear it, I either get tingles up my arms, like everybody does when they hear a great song they like, or something to that effect, and that's what makes me put it on my CD.
So now, are you basically doing essentially remixes, or are you doing a lot of original stuff?
The Flashcast CD has two originals of mine, and then I actually have friends that have... On the Flashcast CD, the one, the volume 3 here, with Tashi on the cover, actually has 3 songs that you will never, ever hear again. Because they're my best friends. They're my really good friends in the music. I can tell you, the Nine Inch Nails cover, I can't even remember what the song's called. But the Gorillaz Feel Good Incorporated,
yeah,
is, you will never, ever hear that ever again, that remix. Because that he did that specially for this mix.
Uh-huh.
And the Nine Inch Nails one, and then one other song on that, you will never hear again, ever. Because they did it specially for this mix. I talked to them, and they're like, yeah. And I love making music myself, but I also, what I love more is taking other people's music and putting it to my mixes.
So now, how did you go ahead and get yourself connected with Flashcast? And getting, because I guess it does have a kind of the pornographic feel to it when you're listening to it. It's obviously, this is fucking music right here.
Well, all right. It's a funny story, actually. I love making music that can fuck to, which is Halcyon, when he first contacted me, or actually, we've been friends for quite a while. When we first started talking about it, he was like, I want music that you can fuck to. That was the first thing he said. And then he gave me these samples that were, like, from, I'm so drunk I can't remember the samples that were on there. But Scarface. I love the Scarface samples because they're so raw and gritty and things like that. And like I said before, the music I do is from my soul. Like, it's when I mix a CD, it's music that I feel, that I have gotten chills to, that makes you dance, that you can also fuck to.
Right.
And that's what it's about for me, is that you feel it so deep within. Like, when you hear my CDs, you feel it. And that's where the fucking two comes from. But Halcyon is big on that. Like, when he first came to me, he was like, I want something that people can fuck to.
Right.
It's got to be something people can fuck to. And then he came to me with the, what was the Orchid sample from? With Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the movie that it was from. But anyway, yeah, like that type of stuff. It's so erotic. The samples, the overdub samples that I did with the vocals,
right,
was so erotic that I was like, yeah, that's great. Oh my god! And then I put them over top of the music, and I'm like, wow, that is really good, man.
Yeah.
And that's where the music you can fuck to comes from. Is because it's like me and my wife listen to it after I do the mix, and it's like, wow, that's really good shit. That's hard fucking right there.
Now, let me ask you, have you scored any videos so far?
I have not scored videos. People have asked me over and over again.
You should.
And I keep turning them down. And I should. You're right. I should. But I don't know. I just... I it sounds...
Who's offered to have you score their video?
I can't say that.
Well, you know, hey, you're drunk. I was going to try to fucking slip it on by. But, you know, hey, yeah, it's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
The whole scoring the videos thing, I would absolutely love to do it, but I'm not, I will say this on record, I'm not confident enough to think that I can do something to that magnitude. I would love to, I told my wife like 2 months ago, I would love to write soundtracks for movies.
Right.
Not even porn movies, like real movies. But I'm not comfortable enough with myself, with what I write, to do that yet.
Now, let me ask you, is there anybody you speak about that's a mentor to you that helped you develop your style? And if there's anybody that you've collaborated with that you are so proud to collaborate with?
Wow. Actually, somebody that I get a lot of feedback from is Eric, DJ Eric.
Yeah.
He's in my little crew. We do our little thing together, yeah. But as far as, like, mentors in what I do, oh, man, I'd say...
Who inspired you, I guess, to do it?
Nobody's going to know who these guys are on the air, but the Plump DJs. If you are listening to this right now, go to your music sharing program, go to whatever you can, and look up something by the Plump DJs. Anything, LimeWire, whatever you have, go listen to the Plump DJs, and you will hear my style within them. And the Stanton Warriors, too, but the Plump DJs are who are basically motivated me to be where I'm at, like with the DJ stuff, yeah.
So now let me ask you, okay, where do you base yourself out of?
Where am I based out of now? Atlanta.
Okay, so now that's kind of interesting. You would be from Atlanta, so...
It's all hip-hop.
Right.
It's all hip-hop.
Now... Have you ever thought of, you know, moving your space more towards South Beach, because there is such a demand for it and it's so popular?
You know why we haven't?
Why?
The heat.
Oh.
As much as Atlanta is hot,
yeah.
Down here it's like, I mean, it's a lot worse. Yeah, it's a lot worse. And we want, like me and my wife, we want some place that we're comfortable with.
Right.
And I have one of my very, very, very good friends just actually was nominated for a... Grammy. I couldn't think Emmy or Grammy.
Yeah.
But he was nominated for a Grammy. He worked on Usher's album. He did 7 out of the whatever songs were on Usher's latest album, and he was actually nominated for a Grammy. He was at the Grammy sitting in the front row. And he is one of my best friends in the world, and I love him to death. And he's one of the reasons I don't move, because I love him. I love him, and he's so good for me, and I'm so good for him, that it's just, I can't do that, you know? I'm very loyal to my friends, very loyal. And I love my house, I love my area, and he lives 2 miles from me, and we're together, and it's great. Yeah.
Have you done any touring so far?
Touring as a DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I started out when I was 18 years old. I've been to the Limelight in New York. I played out in L.A. I mean, I've been everywhere from New York to L.A. But then when I was about 24, I stopped. Completely, 100% stopped. I didn't take any more gigs or anything. And I started again when I was about 28. And it's really hard to get back into the biz when you're 28 as a DJ, because everybody wants to do it now. Everybody's a DJ.
So now, let me ask you this, too. Where do you see the best dance music coming from right now? Do you see more South Beach? Do you see more Europe? Where do you see the music that's really coming out, that's really making a difference? And why is it, do you feel that not enough people are listening to it?
All right, first question, where is it coming from? I feel that it is coming from London, Scotland, Ireland, those type of places. There's a lot of great artists out there. They do the breaks is the next thing. It is the next thing in the States. It's just taking a while to get there. And there's artists like Meet Katie, Roxhiller, Lee Coombs. These guys are really, they're tearing it up, and they will be the next guys you see in the United States, I'd say in 1 to 2 years. But the reason why it's not coming here so quick is because trance has taken over. Trance took over almost to the point where it locked in.
Right.
It completely locked in, and it's got to take people a little while to get tired of trance before something else comes along. But if you go over to England right now, there's festivals that feature breaks artists. There's 100% breaks.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, and it will come to the United States. It just will take time, because everybody, I'm going to be really an asshole here. The United States, when it comes to dance music, is really shallow. It's very conceited. It's very everything like that, that to the point where if you introduce a new style to it, it doesn't adapt real quick. It takes a while to adapt. What was your second question?
No, well, the thing is, you actually answered it. The fact that the presence in the U.S. isn't big enough. I mean, it's so good. It's so much danceable, more than hip-hop, more than rock. I mean, there's a purpose for this music, and you wish there would be more out there.
Let me say this. I am into intelligent dance music. Do we have time on there? All right. I'm into intelligent dance music. When you create a dance music tune, I want it to be intelligent. I don't want it to be your typical fucking trance shit that everybody else has made. I don't want it to be something that somebody took fucking, you know, half an hour to make in their studio or whatever. I want it to be something that it makes you think. When you listen to it, it makes you think and you're like, wow, that really, I mean, that took me away to another level. And that's the problem with a lot of dance music, because you go into all these bubblegum clubs and it's all this just shit that you, that it took 30 minutes to make and that's all the DJs are spinning all night. And my ultimate goal, what I would love to see for the dance music scene, is for DJs to come in, not only with records. That makes me mad. When people just come in with records and play tune after tune after tune, I want to see DJs come in with their equipment, with their whatever, with their laptops. I want to see them fuck it up. I want to see them remix on the spot. I want to see them go nuts. That, to me, impresses me.
Use your full skill on the board.
Use your full skill. Exactly. Use your full skill.
Because there's never enough of that shit. Now, last question. Are we going to see you do any more Flash Cash CDs? Has Halcyon asked you to do another mix?
Halcyon has not asked me, but I think it will be in the future. Because he's hinted to it.
Yeah.
But they do it on a, like, it's so spur of the moment. Like, when I did this one, or not this one, but the one that's in my hand that you can't hear, it was so spur of the moment. He was like, all right, you're doing it now. And I was like, all right, let's go. It took me a week and a half straight in the studio doing this mix down. So, yeah, that's the way he works, though. And that's cool. I don't mind that as long as I have the time. And when I have the time, that's fine. But, yeah, I definitely think. I think me and Eric both. I think we're both going to be rocking some Flash Cash CDs in the future, definitely.
DJ Jace, if you've seen the Flash Cash CD, Volume 3, Grindin' Beats, you see Tassie Pink with a record right in between those sexy legs of hers, right inside the pussy. DJ Jace is the man, and how can they go ahead and find out more of your music? Do you have a website that you kind of like have people direct themselves to?
Actually, you can go to djjace.net, J-A-C-E.net, and when you get there, don't be intimidated. It is an actual site. I've made it like a 404 page. When you go to the site, it looks like a 404 page, but that is actually my site, and everybody gets confused, but it is actually my site, and if you look at it hard enough, you'll see for mixes go here, for pictures go here, and yeah, I was on Medium Pimpin', and they were like, well, there's no site there. I'm like, no, there's a site there. You're just not seeing it. Exactly. You got to look hard. I did that purposely because I want people to look hard. That's the way I am with my life. I want people to look hard. I don't want people to see me shallow. I want people to see me hard. Like, I want you to look and have to look before you recognize me.
It's not about the look of the site. It's the records that you're putting out there.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Jace, thank you so much for coming on, man, for all your time. Told you we were going to come on soon enough. Dude, this is great music you're putting out there. Oh, yeah. You'll hear it on whynotradio.com. Just listen for the commercials. Listen during the shows. We're all over the place.
Cool, man.
All right. So here we are. I am inside this really, like, cool fucking kick-ass hospitality suite. Full wood. I'm seeing a clear view of the Bahia Harbor Marina out here where the Jungle Queen was, where we were embarked on a wonderful jungle boat ride. Not. Well, the only reason the fucking thing was any good was Juicy D Lynx went up there and completely made the show, the variety show up there. And then there was the guy trying to do Archie Bunker. That was awful. I'm sorry, Bob Erbney, whatever the fuck his name is. Look, the guy might be a nice guy. He's not that talented, okay? That guy could have been on Gong Show. He would have gotten gonged within 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Jamie Farr would have gotten the gong in his fucking hand and gonged the fuck out of him. Actually, bang him on the head, and then, they would have, like, taken the hook and gotten him the fuck out. That's it, man. So, anyways, once again, right now, this is very comfortable. Very comfortable. You know, first of all, you know what? I've drunk so much this weekend where, you know, my throat started to hurt for a while. I had a big pain in my throat at the Jungle Queen because there was nothing. I don't want to drink the rum punch up there. But then I got back to my... Yeah, so you know what? I went back to my regular drinking back at the bar. The pain was gone. It's like, it's the fix. Now it's become that, and I don't know what's going to happen to me by the time I get back to Palm Beach. So, I got to be careful. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I have Red who's sitting on the other side. You know, you just have to go ahead and let your minds wander and just get a real visual picture after you hear this girl's voice. This is Red, and she, who do you represent again? Written Temptations. Let me just put it to you this way. She collaborates with Oceana.
That says it all right there. We're going to talk to her in just a moment right here on whynotradio.com. We'll be right back.
Cattails with the Cyber Cat.
Jason got stuck with me all day because we had a bunch of running around and doing things like that.
I saw two guys, dogs get stuck once. That was funny.
You got to get a life, dude. If you're watching two dogs fucking...
Could I help it? Everything is a life experience.
Oh, that's just wrong, Johnny. That's just so wrong.
Sounds like my first wife's thing I do.
Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
Lust to love, whatever your fetish, your fantasy, your sin, no luck needed here. With 20 million active members worldwide, AdultFriendFinder.com is the planet's largest and best converting sex personals and swinger sites. Got international traffic? Don't leave money on the table. We have geo-targeting for every major language and the ability to bill for all major countries. AdultFriendFinder.com, a member on every street and lining your bank account with huge payouts.
I only find you attractive to me.
Good.
How about you, dear? Is that lovely steamy odor?
Wow, it smells like sex in here. Anyway, all right.
That's really bad.
That's funny. And everybody in the chat room is going, oh, they're in love.
I like that whole aspect of I'm on radio. No one can see what I look like. And it was sort of my nice ha 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 to the listening audience. Clad just in a pair of heels.
Naked, wearing only high heels.
Say the same, Brandon. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my lover, my lady.
It is nice to be celibate as long as you can do it with everybody.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Rainmaker. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored Talk.
This is Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway.
Holy shit, I almost broke the glass. Back again, Why Not Radio. Redneck Getaway After Dark. Thanks for coming back. So here's the deal. Kinsey Kenner. All right, let me give you the whole look. Wearing what was actually originally a tube top that she converted into a dress. She's sitting one leg on top of the other leg, sitting sideways, beautiful white heels. How many inches on those heels right there? 3 to 4. They're not stilettos, but they're absolutely... Oh, beautiful feet, by the way. For Steve Madden's. For those of you, you know, that love beautiful feet, she's really got gorgeous feet. And I just got her Volume 3 DVD, which I'll be looking at very shortly when I get back home. But absolutely gorgeous. And then I'm seeing over here, who are you, boss?
Defiant.
Oh, okay. Oh, you get to see the... You get to go ahead and get all the choiciest, juiciest parts of Christy. Or Kinsey. Jesus. Oh, you do... Who do you do, then?
Whoever pays me to do them. I work for myself.
That's a good thing. Hey, man, but you know what? And then, you know, all the stuff that's on the cutting room floor, you kind of like, you know, you keep it to yourself. And it's like, well, it's good blackmail, too, but I'm just kidding.
No, actually, keep the best and make that into the DVDs. And
excellent.
The rest, and just delete.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, we did say after the break, before we go into break, we're going to go ahead and talk to Red, who represents Written Temptations. We're running on fumes right now, so you have to understand. So I'm going to go ahead and let you hear the voice that is Red. Here you go.
Hi. I'm extremely inebriated, so I'll let you know that ahead of time. So if I don't make sense, everybody knows why. But I just wanted to say hi, and this has been a fantastic weekend. Everybody has had a wonderful time.
Dude, I'm ready to have you two fucking doggy style right here on this Brady Bunch fucking carpet right here, okay? I want you to stain the stain master, all right? I want to see this, okay? Red and Defiantly Red together.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't think we would do it here, but we tend to do things like that at home with other people, lots of people.
I need to go ahead and direct the attention back to Kinsey because I can't get enough of you.
I'm here.
Now, let me go and ask this question. I'm going to pass the mic over to you because since we're going to talk sex for a few moments, you must give me an act. Now, has there been any play you've done with any other women? Obviously, I'm guessing, right?
Yes. So, second grade, actually.
Okay, I want to hear about the experience of second grade, and I want to know your most favorite experience with another woman.
Well. So you want me to start with second grade?
Yes.
Okay, well, obviously I love to play house and, you know, dress up and boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, all the little kid games that we would play, but I never really had crushes on boys when I was in grade school, even junior high school. I was just not interested. And I don't know, there was this one neighbor I had, and one day we were in one of those little kiddie pools, and we were kissing and just, like, touching here and there, and next thing you know, we're going down on each other, and we're in second grade. We were both in the same grade, and I mean, we fully went for the gold. We didn't know what an orgasm was, but we just knew that that was there, and it needed to be licked, and we were going to lick on it. I mean, it was pretty wrong, but hey, you have to learn sometime. So ever since then, I've been a horny girl freak, and I just couldn't stop, I guess. Okay, well, I used to go to this neighborhood pool hall all the time, and there was this girl that was in there all the time. That I was in there every time I was in there, she was always there playing pool and looking all sexy. Huh?
Lipstick,
yes. She was beautiful. She looked like Jessica Simpson, like just curvy, long blonde hair, pouty lips, brown eyes. You just wanted to tackle on her. And so one time I went in the bathroom and I didn't know she liked girls. I never knew if she was interested in me. I would always flash her smiles, show her my tits, like they'd be hanging out, you know, flirty stuff. And so I went into the bathroom one time, and she came up behind me, pushed me up against the wall, started making out with me, pulling my hair. It was just really hot, and we ended up fucking in the bathroom stall for, like, 45 minutes. It was great. We licked each other's pussies, fingered each other. It was, like, sloppy, wet kisses. Oh, my God. So that has to be my favorite. It was like a movie. It was really just, it was
so
very juicy. It was so crazy. Like, we were just all over each other. It went so fast, but it lasted for a while, actually. I came out, and my friends were all, what the fuck happened to you? I looked like I got hit with a baseball bat. I was tore up. We were drunk, so we were just having at it with each other for 45 minutes.
Do you know what you were wearing and what she was wearing?
I was wearing a light pink halter top that tied around the top. And just a jean skirt, and she was wearing some, like, baby blue tight baby t-shirt, and just some jeans, because you always wear tight, sexy jeans when you go to the pool hall so you can stick your butt out. You know, she was just super hot. No panties. She didn't have on any panties. So you know she's a stealthy little whore if she's not wearing any panties.
Wow.
So that was fun.
Absolutely. Now, I must ask, are you wearing any right now?
I am, actually. It's rare.
Yes. Very nice. And you're shaved as well.
Yeah, not all the way. I have a triangle.
That's fine. Yes. That's absolutely fine. But, oh my God. You know what? Now, who is it against the... Is it, God, Elegant Angel. Is that Scott or Greg or...
Chef Jeff.
Chef Jeff. And Jeff gets to go ahead and play around with you every night.
Yes, but he doesn't mind sharing me with other girls and stuff, so I'm lucky. I get to be in the movies.
That's excellent. You know... Bless him. You know, that's exactly, you know, every man out there, be a Chef Jeff, okay? God damn it. When you have a woman as hot as Kenzie Kenner, if you do not share her with every woman that is worthy of being with you, that's the point.
You got to have a nice ass and a nice pussy.
You know what? Couldn't be said better myself. Once again, sex stories along right here. Dude, you know anybody said you look like Eddie Van Halen? You do.
Never heard that.
But yeah, you can't. Come on, look at the face. You got Eddie Van Halen all over. Eddie Van Halen now.
He's like, I've been drinking a lot.
I don't even know what he looks like now.
He's got the short hair, but kind of like the same kind of face, just like them.
When
David Lee left?
Yeah.
I have one and two at home, Van Halen, and I'll tell you what, man, couldn't match that stuff. Oh, and 84. But yeah, good stuff. Thank you so much, Kenzie. And thank you so much, Red. Great sex stories. Chef Jeff, once again, a role model for guys with hot chicks for girlfriends. Once again. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. I will tell you, Johnny Brasco, once again, welcome back to the Redneck Getaway coverage on Why Not Radio. We're Redneck Getaway After Dark. Here's the story. Okay, this is one of those few occasions where we're not going to talk to webmasters or porn stars.
Isn't that refreshing?
Yes, but you know what? And see, this is the tag team that you've been waiting for. Karash and Brasco, hand-in-hand, battle-battle, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. Here's what we got.
One-on-one.
We have two ladies whose names will not be revealed. Their names are Daisy and Buttercup.
No, they're not. They are going to be revealed. And our names are Paris and Nicole.
Okay, we weren't going to reveal that on radio, but yes, we have Paris and Nicole.
Paris as a brunette.
Yes. Okay. As a brunette, no highlights as of right now.
Okay, now what brings you to the resort on a weekend where it's loaded with porn?
I'm actually here on my bachelorette party.
Whoa.
It's the last hurrah.
Now, if I'm saying, before we came on here, you said you have 14 little days to expose yourself to the world before you put yourself in the arms of who is to be a very lucky man.
It's true.
So, is there anything that you would like to accomplish before this particular event takes place?
Well, I'm just going off a list as of right now, and Paris here wrote the list for me, so whatever's on the list,
okay,
I have to do.
Interesting.
Very.
Can we talk? First of all, let me tell you, Buddy has done fucking right. My eyes are blinding off that fucking ring. Okay, look at that shit. Cubic zirconia. Let me tell you, fucking excellent job. I'm only kidding.
He done good. So,
see, that's what I'm saying. Look, God damn it. Okay, if you're going to go ahead and put yourself through marriage, you must put a fucking rock on that girl's finger. Make it known. Make it a statement. Now, hold on. We're going to talk to you right now. Okay, so let me go. All right, Paris and Nicole, you are Nicole. Okay, so can you give me just the most important items on the list?
God.
Wait a minute. Okay. I want to know the most important sexual positions for these girls.
No. Okay, well, actually, here's a question. Okay, are there any positions? Hold on. Okay.
Paris is quiet.
Whoa. Here's what we're going to talk about.
She's thinking about her dog.
First of all, on your honeymoon, here we go. On the honeymoon, are you going to experiment any sexual positions?
Maybe anal, because I've never gone through the whole anal experience.
It's the German in her.
Do you have the KY ready?
Plenty of it.
I got some in this bag.
I'm scared about that shit.
The warming lubricant, yes. Absolutely. Okay, let me go ahead and explain. First of all, you're wearing a very skimpy black top. The bra straps are right there. And the cleavage is just plunging and just absolutely gorgeous. Just plunging and just holding on. Beautiful little earrings. And are these hip huggers we're wearing?
I don't know.
These are just regular. They're just straight flares. But very sexy. Got a good look to you. You wear them very well.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, what can I say? I'll say it now. I'm not going to be the one fucking marrying you. You got some other guy. Lucky. But actually, now let's go to the one who isn't married, I believe. Correct?
Paris.
First of all, I'm going to tell you. First of all, I love Paris Hilton. I don't give a shit what people say. Hey, you can talk about how all her shit with the dogs and how she always pisses her pants in taxis and all that kind of shit. You know, I don't mind. But first of all, I'm looking at you. Now, obviously, you're not the Paris Hilton that I've seen. But what I see in you is a bronze, gorgeous goddess. You got such a beautiful tan. You're wearing this sexy little, like, thick wife beater. And your titties are just nice and perky. And just, what a beautiful neckline. You're natural blonde, correct?
I
plead the fifth.
Oh, no.
I didn't know you cared that much about me, Donnie.
I'm sorry.
you were describing me.
Yes, the true Karashi has been revealed. No, but for seriously, okay, you're wearing silver, you're donned beautifully. Again, are those hip huggers you're wearing?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, that's not unfortunate. That's a preference, okay? Nice, there's a nice thick brown belt buckle, which I wish I could untangle right now. Wish I could just take that off and just really, and you know what? I'm sorry, I have to do this. This is part of the Brasco character, which is, and you look at those piercing blue or green eyes. Hazel. Beautiful eyes. I love how you flicker those eyes at me. Please do that more to me, baby.
Those
are beautiful teeth.
Listen to this. Those have got to be the whitest teeth I've ever hoped to come across.
Beautiful. No, you got a great look to you. In all honesty, I don't know your name, and I just met you only maybe 15 minutes ago, Paris. Really, you're our doll. You really are a doll. Gorgeous. You know, and this is the girl, you know, both of these girls next door. Absolutely. Actually, you know, you're not in the cult. You're more like Katie Holmes. Kind of like that. Katie Holmes, first of all, I would drop trowel right in front of Katie Holmes right now. I would fucking drop trowel right now. Look at my dick. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we got to get to the age-old porn philosopher's question.
You ever had sex with a donkey?
No. G-strings or commando?
G-strings or commando?
G-string.
G-strings.
Victoria's Secret. It's no longer a secret.
Got the V-string on now. Victoria's Secret V-string.
Okay. Do you ever... My other question is, do you get any Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs to your door?
Every day.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I love that shit. That's fucking stripper gear right there, dude. Fredericks, my dogs, okay?
Terrible quality.
Yeah?
Rips up 2 seconds.
Okay. Swimsuits. Okay. Swimsuits, one or two piece?
Two.
And how skimpy are the two pieces? Are we talking about completely tied triangle tops where it's just like so easy to take that top off and just, you know? And God, you know what? Let me tell you another thing. Damn it. You know, I wish you'd let the puppies out to play. The bra really just cuddles them so well, but I wish they would just be out and open and free.
My girls are tired. You
don't wake up. Oh, you poor thing. Do you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
Yes.
How long will you be staying here?
Oh, 12 more hours.
And 12 more hours is just enough time I need.
I only need 3 minutes. People get knocked out in those 3 minutes in a championship round.
No, but if I had 12 hours with you, in all honesty, oh, that would be so much fun. The condoms are in the room. I just got to go get them. Actually, they're in the bag. I'm ready to go. Let's go find your room. I'm just playing with you. No, but absolutely. No, really. I'm sorry. I don't want to take away any of the attention from the bride, from the runaway bride here, okay, Julia Roberts. You know, I guess it's not a shame that you're going to be taken away from the single life and just all that world. Okay, but how important is the marriage now that you go ahead and get into the married life? How important is that sex life going to be?
Very.
Yeah.
It's the glue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how many times do you get it a week?
That's a good question.
Honey, you should ask. You know.
And how many times do you get an orgasm per event?
Every time per event, doesn't stop until you get the fucking orgasm, number one. I don't get it that often, but when you do, it's like, hoorah, baby.
Okay, how many times have you owed in one sex act?
Three.
Can you show us your O face?
You don't want to see the O face.
Okay, how many inches is your fiancé?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
Is he thick or is he very, very narrow?
Middle.
He's Italian. He's on like a horse.
Karachi, how about you? Let's go and go to the Middle East. How big is that?
Oh, Middle East, you know, just think of camels and...
Actually... So, wait. Okay, well, actually, let me just say... No. Actually, the orgasms, as soon as he completes the act, he goes...
Durka. I unfortunately had a little war injury, but we won't discuss that.
I had the war injury too. I will mention that to you. I'm just getting in recovery right now. No, honestly, I had to go in. I got this topical cream I've had to put on my dick for the last 2 weeks. I'm just kidding. Oh, damn it.
Tapioca.
Oh! No, it's custard. No, actually, it's actually Cool Whip on a regular occasion. Nice. Oh, no, that's nasty. That's just nasty and cruel and gross and, oh, so part of the conversation. So anyway, you're absolutely not industry. Have you ever been approached to do a video or anything like that? Is that what Courage was here for?
No.
No, absolutely not.
And yourself?
No.
Well, what would you, hello, Lindsay. Now, would you ever consider a time where, would you ever consider a time where you could actually, if your husband wanted to tape you and him having sex?
Totally.
Has it ever been, so has he tried that yet? Has it been done yet?
No, not yet, but we have brainstormed.
Any particular scenarios? Are we looking at role play? Personally, I like a girl that wears like a Catburger uniform, like completely in like skin tight black, where I can like actually handcuff her and then frisk her down and like touch every part intimately and delicately. And then just grope her, take the clothes off, and just bang her in the ass, man. Yeah, just like that.
Paris has a really good scenario that she would like to
play. Wait, if you got the Catburger fetish, baby, we need to play that tonight with 12 hours ago. Oh, wait, would you do role playing?
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Do I role play?
Yes.
I have.
What roles have you played?
Little Bo Peep.
Say it.
Princess Leia.
Wait, I saw that episode on that 70s show.
Every geek's wet dream. You actually...
Let me rub my face against the bug.
You did get the hair like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a skill.
Were you wearing anything underneath the dress?
I'm going to leave that to your imagination.
Imagination goes wild. Honey, you got to... Look, I see that belt buckle exposed. I'm ready to take that off right now. I want to see what's underneath... You know, I want to see what's underneath that top, actually. I'd love for you to just tear that off. Let me just see the bra underneath, just to take a look at just...
Do it.
I want to see it.
Fucking do it.
I'd love to... Huh? Then let's... Well, look, just give me a little bit of bra, and then a little flash. Just a quick flash. A little flash.
There you go.
Nah, well, anyway, whatever you like to do, it's understood. And I completely understand being modest and understanding. Yes, exactly. Okay. But you know what? You might be a little inebriated, so there's nothing wrong with... Well, first of all, anyway, if you wanted to, hey, you got 2 weeks to go. You might as well go ahead and get out of the way and say, look, you can kind of play it off and, hello, sweetheart, how are you? We're doing wonderful. Please come back when you have time. Please come back when you have time.
When you have time?
Yeah, you get on the radio. Sorry. I'm always distracted. Exactly. I agree with that. So anyway, let's get back to regular questions here, okay? Won't ask where you work, but what kind of work do you do?
Mortgage.
Okay. Are you hit on a lot by your coworkers? Or do you have to be flirting a lot with them? Do I see dimples when you smile? Show your teeth again. No, not in the dimples. You just got that really the cute cheeks, kind of like the high cheekbone look to you. That's why. Okay. So
sorry. Choking on my own alcohol.
So tell me, what is it, how do guys react to you in the workplace?
How do guys react to me in the workplace?
Yes. Are you getting hit on? Have you been asked that on dates at your job?
Not through work, no. And I wouldn't go out with someone from work.
Okay.
We have that. You don't dip the pen in the company ink.
Okay. I hear you. Okay, let me ask you this. Personal question to both. What is the farthest you've ever gone with a man on the first night? Have you completed the one night stand?
Kind of. He couldn't get it up. Cancun, spring break, 90.
Were the two of you together?
9?
Yeah, was it both of you there?
Yeah. We were there.
Okay,
tell me about this. You meet him at one of those phone parties and all, obviously.
Yes.
Underage.
Was it a phone party? No. Okay. No. Wasn't the phone party, but that was another night.
So you met him?
Ma'am.
You kind of making out with him at the club?
No.
You took
Saved it for later.
You took him to your room or to his room?
My room.
Okay, so she was out with her friends, and you went to the room. So, okay, you got him in. He got the rubber on. He's going at it. What was his block?
I don't know.
Wait, she couldn't get the rubber on. He couldn't get it up.
The rubber
he couldn't get it up. Oh, my God. Now, have you ever experimented with each other?
No, wasn't witness.
You've never experimented on each other?
No.
So what is the opportunity of you two kissing each other just to try it out? Is that one of the items on the list?
I don't think we're drunk enough. On that note.
We will be right back after this break.
The Porn Philosophers with Punker Barbie and Vanilla DeVille.
Guys don't know what they're in for. Like, you gotta check and do the pat down before you take a girl home.
What was she thinking? Oh my gosh.
Brought a girl home one time. They were having fun doing their thing, and she's like, oh, I'm hot. Can I take this off? He's like, oh, baby, yeah. Well, she didn't take off her clothes. She took off her wig.
No. Oh, my gosh.
He didn't even know what was in store.
Get a new name and move and go somewhere. Like, obviously, you don't want to be you.
Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
Proven and profitable. That's the kind of company you need to do business with. Now take that one step further. Everything in life is simple. Here's proof. Cams.com. The masterminds behind LegendaryLars.com have launched the newest, easiest, and most kick-ass way to make money with your cam traffic. Cams.com. Exceptional payout. $70 for the month of January. Exclusive user interface. Live webmaster support. And a company with a proven track record. Legendary Lars. Walk the path. Live the legend. It's your path paved with gold. Cams.com. Sign up today.
What do you see in my future?
Ah, I see surfers. Surfers. Many surfers. I see them. Listen, you can make your fortune with MovieDollars.com. Turn your exit traffic into loyal customers. Offer surfers over 7,000 titles with 35 new movies daily in pay per minute and video on demand. Work with the company to give you your own personalized theaters and URLs. Earn 25% recurring for life. MovieDollars.com. Turning your future into a fortune.
Dark Lady's Sexpose.
We've been talking with AVN award-winning black performer and director Vanessa Blue. What about black submissive?
As long as I've been a fetish model, no one wanted to ever put me in that position with a white girl. She had me tied up and was letting me get out of ropes and stuff, but as much as I enjoyed it, that was the last time stuff like that was offered to me, because to them it runs back to the days of slavery or something, and they feel there's going to be some backlash. But if you feel that way, then you shouldn't be mixing at all. Then when the white chick is bouncing up and down on the black dick, isn't that master in the slave house again?
Yeah, isn't that Mandingo and the plantation owner's wife?
Yeah, that's okay, but you know, me letting a girl tie me up and spank me is wrong. That's fucked up, though. We need to let go of that.
Dark Ladies Sexpose. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
I only find you attractive to me.
Good.
How about you, dear? It's that lovely steamy odor.
Wow, it smells like sex in here. Anyway, all right.
That's really bad.
That's funny. And everybody in the chat room is going, oh, they're in love.
I like that whole aspect of I'm on radio. No one can see what I look like. And it was sort of my nice ha 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 to the listening audience. Clad just in a pair of heels.
Naked, wearing only high heels.
They say Brandon. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my life, my lover, my lady is the sea.
It is nice to be celibate as long as you can do it with everybody.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Rainmaker. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
This is Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway.
We've got a really loud crowd as we're winding down the Redneck Getaway after dark. Right now, I'm joined by Ian, who represents HTTVBucks.com.
HTTVBucks.com.
Tell me, now you're associated with Sex Search. How did that come about? And explain your website.
Well, we started out with a photo rating site. My buddy and I, Eric, we started out, and I was going to law school, and he showed me hotornot.com, and I was looking at it, and I said, you know, it'd be a great idea to have people having sex watches, and you rating them 1 through 10. So what we did is, I was like, hey, judgemysex.com. So we were doing that about 3 years ago. We started getting traffic. We started marketing various dating companies. Eventually, we got into sex search. And boom, one thing leads to another, and we're getting a high conversion ratio off that. Now we're getting into the adult arena, and we've got one of the leading HD sites along with Mayer's. So, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what is it exactly that people see when they get onto your website? Now, they're judging sex. Is that still included into the affiliate program?
Yes, well, Judge My Sex, what we have now is currently a free site, but we divert traffic to HGTV, HGTVHotties.com, and HGTV Bucks. And what's unique about that is that it's a multi-girl website. So most people now have single-girl websites. We have a multi-girl website, and as far as I know, it's actually the only one multi-girl HD website. So it's not a single-girl website. So you can go to it, and you have multiple videos of different girls in the highest quality you can currently get right now.
Amazing. So completely amateur, is that correct?
It's completely amateur, but it's done with a professional back end.
Okay, so what kind of conversions, what kind of payouts do people have in store for being on HGTV?
If you're on HGTV Bucks, you're looking, depending on traffic, if you're going to send me some shitty traffic from Israel or something, okay, if you're going to send me shitty traffic, you're looking at 1 in 1,500, 2,000. If you send good traffic, it's about 1 in 500, 600, 700, okay? Some people are doing phenomenally well, some of our affiliates. I don't know how, be quite honest, because some people are very smart in this industry. They're doing 1 in 200. But on average, I'd say it's about 1 in 500.
So, okay, so now if you want to go ahead and look at you, first of all, they can go ahead and judgingyoursex.com. That's a free site. But the initial site is hgtvbucks.com.
That's the affiliate webmaster site, and the adult site is hgtvhottie or hotties.com. hgtvhotties.
Excellent. All right, Ian, thank you so much for coming on. Curious Toy Boy is back with us on the Redneck Getaway After Dark. Right now, the mic is going solely into his hands. Right now, we're going to bring it to him. So this is a few moments with Curious Toy Boy.
I actually think I might have a girlfriend, and she's turning up at the Interval tomorrow, and I can't sleep. But what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, at this early point in the morning, we're going to talk to the man, Jimmy Foreman, Wizzo, another amazingly successful Redneck Getaway.
Absolutely.
Can you fucking go any further than that? Because I've got nothing. I'm out. I've got no game left. It's over.
That's about where we all are. Let me lay it out for you. It is now 2 a.m., though in most places you'd think, well, it's time to start kind of winding it down. No, we are still winding up. And this is not the first day. This is the fourth day. We have consumed ungodly amounts of alcohol. We've drank. We've had fun in the sun, played beer pong, and just had an overall wonderful, wonderful time. And at this point, I'm just sitting in the chair and observing.
That was the biggest crock of shit I have ever heard in my life. But it came from Jimmy Wizzo, who you can believe. We're sitting in a room, ladies and gentlemen. It's a 1970s hunting lodge.
That's all that can be put together with the last two brain cells that are firing at this point.
We're sitting in a room which, you agree, it's a 1970s hunting lodge.
Yeah.
There's more wood grain than a 1962 Oldsmobile.
Oh, my God.
And there's ceiling fans, there's bad lights, there's people from all over the world. And
I'll put a disclaimer in front of it. The opinions expressed are those of Curious Toy Boy and not of the staff management or sponsors of WhyNotRadio.com. Thank you.
Sounds as bad as this wonderful event, the Redneck Getaway.
Fuck it, Jimmy. Jimmy should be in the UN. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, The show has been amazing. We're looking around the room. We go, excuse me, you're from Sex Who?
Sex Search.
Major sponsor.
Yes.
Amazing fucking job.
Great supporter of one.
And I have been taking, excuse me, I have been taking the piss out of Sex Search all weekend. Amazingly well. We have the amazing Kiana. Gorgeous. Sensational. And very, excuse me, very, very English, we might add. And now, we could do, actually I'll do David Attenborough next, because I'm good at that. But we're looking around the room, people just won't go home, it's just amazing. No one throws us out, there's no security at the hotel. Absolute fucking mayhem. It's just, like, it's crazy shit. And it's fun.
Yes.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
And I'm in love. You heard that first on Why Not Radio.
Wow.
And as we look around the room, we're looking at...
But then again, they haven't heard you enough yet. They haven't heard you that much. You just started, man. You can fall in love a few more times on this radio station. You don't know.
But not in life. But not in life. Can I tell you a story? I won't, because I'm going to syndicate it. It's worth a lot more money than Bob will pay me. I only get 10 feet for the tent. Roger, I need some more cards, because my cards won't cut cocaine worth shit.
Can we go back to Evan Horowitz real quick?
Evan?
Yes, go back to him again.
No, I can't talk about Evan or X-Pays or anything to do with Evan or X-Pays or Pamela or what was her name? Paris?
Paris, I think. Okay.
You had me at hello.
Oh, really?
That's going to get me sued again.
Oh, my God. Once again, Curious Toy Boy, once again, wows and shakes up the crowd. Will you just at least say something to us, Kiana? You're going to walk away from me, aren't you? That's not fair.
The thing that I keep being told to say is, why so blue, Panda Bear? Which is an advert. Commercial.
That sounds really nice.
That's what I keep being told to say.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kiana, beautiful voice, lovely girl.
Yes.
Awesome tits. Awesome. Just fucking
them.
Awesome.
You haven't seen them.
I've seen enough.
Excellent.
Next, we're gonna go. Sex. I'm sorry. Sex who?
Sex Search.
Major sponsor of the Redneck Getaway. Fucking amazing job. He's been putting up with my shit all fucking weekend. Now I know why he employs Raja. I guess Raja usually takes the bullets for him. Had no one to dodge this weekend. He had to take every one of them. We're now, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming out to the quiet part of the evening. We're out on the deck. And, we have Grosh, local fucking billing. And I believe, I could be wrong, I believe that in a remote Canadian island, two harp seal skins will give you a 6-month membership and Grosh can bill it.
Harp, yes, they have to be baby harp seals.
Baby harp seals. Do you have a problem with that?
I do not.
Do not.
6 months membership, baby.
Baby, local billing can monetize shit that was never meant to be monetized. And
dude, I gotta take that, man. This I gotta have. Sorry, boss. Okay, because I've been wanting to talk to you. You've been on Vanilla and Punker's show at least once, right?
Not that I am.
Sammy, for you?
Uh-uh.
You're not.
I'm a designer. I'm Sarah from Zen Designs.
You know, I got you confused because I saw a picture of Sammy and I thought that was you.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't sure.
I'm actually about to start a site with Mayor's Money. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yep. Hopefully in the next, 5 or 6 months or so, it'll happen. So.
Oh, okay.
I've been a cam model for Flirt for Free for about 3 years.
See, I knew there was something there.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going from, I went cam model to designer, and now that I have a background in both of them, like, why not put it all together?
Excellent.
Have my own site, so. Very nice to meet you.
For a stripper, she designs the best fucking calories you've ever seen in your life. And about taking drugs, which we can't talk about on Why Not Radio. Because
he said, turn off.
Please,
There is no snow and pool.
Nothing can be held away from the roving microphone of Why Not Radio. No, it cannot be done. Now let me go ahead and get past her before I tangle this microphone and trip. We're right here with Why Not Radio's coverage of the Redneck Getaway After Dark. This is one of the long line of a series of specials where we are showcasing the Redneck Getaway in its most deepest, darkest site. I'm stumbling my way into the next suite where we're going to find out what's going on in here. See who I can find and see what's going on in here. We're going to go step on through. Let's step to the door. Here we go. Much more relaxed atmosphere again. I'm almost falling over. Stepping outside, I see a lovely breeze going outside as I'm looking outside the Fort Lauderdale Harbor here. The Bahia Harbor. Bahia Mar. Whatever you like to call it. I see all the boats sitting outside on the docks. As the docks lead towards the intercoastal and therefore to the Atlantic Ocean. Once again, Johnny Brasco here with you live with the WhyNotRadio.com coverage of the Redneck Getaway After Dark. Just to give you a heads up, I was so drunk after that last piece of tape that I didn't do anything else. So here I am back in studio, everybody. So let me go ahead and take a quick moment to go ahead and thank each and every person at Mayor's Bunny. If I forget a name, I apologize. I want to say thanks to Mayor. Say thanks to Amanda, Carol. Oh, God. I'm already going to forget names. Oh, Tylo, Lisa. I want to thank all the Mayor's Bunny girls, Samantha Gage, Brooke Skye, Kat Young, Lucy Summers, and so many more out there that were. Well, I got to thank Ray, I got to thank Leah, I got to thank the people from Satan Cash, Evil Genius Cash, Sex Search. Got to thank Curious Toy Boy, who really made this these specials something amazing. And other than that, we do. I want to go ahead and personally come out there and thank each and every one of you that attended Redneck Getaway, coming on, joining us for the program. We really had a wonderful time. Why Not Radio was there. And, you know, I had a great time. I wanted to let everybody know, and at least I have it on tape, so I can record and tell you this so you won't forget it. I really had a wonderful time, and hopefully I'll be around so we can do this again next year. We'll even be bigger and better. And once again, the pleasure's been all yours. Johnny Brasco signing out. So long, everybody.